Hello, and welcome to Business Talk. Hi, I'm Chris Kellogg from the Kellogg Crew Morning Show on 94.7 WMAS. And I'd like to introduce the host of this week's episode. He's the editor of Business West. Here's Joe Bednar.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Business Talk. We have a great show for you today. Our guest is Kara Bombard. She's the marketing manager of Performance Food Service in Springfield and president of the Young Professional Society of Greater Springfield. Very happy to have you here in Business Talk, Kara.
Thank you, Joe, for having me. Great to be here.
I want to say congratulations right up front for being named to Business West's 40 Under 40 class of 2024. That's got to be exciting.
Thank you. It was a wonderful surprise, and it's an honor to be among such an amazing group of individuals. The class is really absolutely wonderful this year. So thank you very much for that honor.
It is. I really agree with that. I wrote 20 of the profiles myself, and I thought everyone was really well deserving. So always my favorite issue to work on. So that was fun.
I can imagine it's fun to learn about all of the wonderful things going on in Western Mass.
It really is. But tell me about Performance Food Service. That's a national company, I believe, right?
It is. Our company is one of the largest operating companies within the whole organization. We're very proud to be right in Springfield. We have a very large employee base right here in Springfield, but our territory really does revolve all the way through New England and New York. So we do serve a big area, but very happy to be grounded where we are.
So tell me, for those who don't know, what the company does and what your role is there.
So Performance Food Service is a food service distribution provider. Our location specifically really based in local restaurants, bringing them everything that they need from all of their produce. I'm actually standing in a wonderful room full of produce right now. Meats, seafoods, all of the to-go containers they need, their toilet paper, their paper towels, chemicals, everything that they need to operate as a business. We do work with some chains, large scale, but again, our location really likes to focus on those small mom and pop kind of businesses.
What types of work does your role entail as part of the organization?
So my role, I head up the marketing department locally. So we do have our team down in Richmond, Virginia, does a lot of the traditional marketing pieces, the print ads, the social medias, website, et cetera. We're kind of a little different here in Springfield. Our local team really provides our sales force opportunities to grow and to become consultants for local businesses. So we really put a lot of resources together that they can bring to the street to bring new ideas to their customers, different menu trends, how a customer can be more profitable on their own menu, looking at different ways that they can improve traffic in their own locations. So we're kind of a cool little niche of that less traditional marketing, but really, doing a lot of things from graphic design to promotions to events. We just had a very large event at the Big E called our Food Centric, where it was, floor to ceiling food tastings. Super fun. We have a culinary staff of about 15 professionals. Again, different category bases, but they will provide different ideas and just, try to help our restaurants grow.
How challenging are shows like that to put on? I know I talked to you about this when I wrote your profile for the 40 Under 40, but it sounds like they're fun, but there's a lot of work involved as well.
It certainly is. It's a labor of love. We always joke and say it's kind of like herding cats. In our department, we're really touching many different audiences. We have our customer base that would be our attendees. We are working with all of our supplier partners. We have about 400 supplier partners that were involved in this particular event. So we are doing everything from helping them select the items that they're focusing on at their booths to doing the physical setups of, booth setups and what the room looks like. And then we have our staff that we're trying to coordinate and get them to do, the best that they can. Make sure our sales team has all the resources to get people in the door. It's a lot of different audiences for us.
Now we've written, over the years, we've written a lot about restaurateurs and the food business, and they've got a tough road in the best of times. And when times get difficult, it's a lot more challenging. Mm-hmm. So is it gratifying to essentially work for an organization that is, dedicated to sort of making their lives a little easier and more streamlined?
It really is. It's a very cool industry. It's very fun. And the people are incredibly hardworking. Restaurateurs really don't get any breaks. So anything that we can do to, as we say, pun intended, take something off their plate is a really wonderful thing. We love to be able to help those restaurateurs bring their ideas, bring their dreams to the table of their own customers. And it really, you know, we have seen so many changes. I've been with Performance Food Service for 10 years, and it's really seeing the evolution of the food industry over that time, obviously through the pandemic, seeing how people pivoted and tried different things. You know, we had to be just as flexible in our distribution services and how we could assist them, how we could bring new resources to them. But it's really been, you know, a wonderful thing to be able to connect with people all across New England at that individual level. Food people are very, very passionate people, and it's lovely to connect with them and help them drive their goals.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned the pandemic. I was going to ask about that. That obviously affected restaurants, but it probably affected your operations as well.
For sure.
So that must have been a challenge to get through like everyone else.
It was. It was a very strange time for everybody, obviously. We on the marketing side of things, we had to suddenly come up with ways to, you know, connect with people across six different states. We actually brought a whole group of sales individuals from a distributor that folded during that time on board. So we were finding different ways to train and onboard folks. But really, you know, finding ways to help our customers navigate the new regulations, to find creative ways to, you know, bring profitability to go if they weren't structured to do a to-go business. It was quite interesting.
Before we move on to talk about YPS, which I know is an important part of your life, just kind of considering, I think we've already talked about what, what do you enjoy most about your job on a day-to-day basis?
For me, it's absolutely about the collaboration. Again, I'm incredibly lucky to have a team of three members on my marketing team, Adam Belson, Kimberly Thornton, and Gina Fiore. They are amazing professionals, but we also get the fun job of playing around with that team of culinary specialists, our sales team. We have so many different personalities and so many ways to try to connect with them. It's really very creative, a very creative-based team. They're just fun people. They all kind of have their kooky quirks that they come to work with. And we get to spotlight that. It's what makes us different. It's what makes Springfield special. So that's always been, it's always been the people for me. It's always been the most rewarding part of this crew.
That's excellent. You're listening to Business Talk, a podcast presented by Business West. We're talking today with Kara Bombard, the marketing manager of Performance Food Service in Springfield and president of the Young Professional Society of Greater Springfield. And I wanted to talk to you about that. I know you're passionate about YPS. Tell me how you got involved in the organization and what drew you to become even more involved once you were.
I did. So it was somewhere around 2021. I was approached by a friend who was friends with the current president, Heather Clark, at the time. And they were just looking to bring new energy to the board. They had a couple of open seats. They were coming out of pandemic. They had just evolved and trying to figure out how you bring a networking organization through a time when people can't be together to network. So they were looking to kind of infuse some new ideas, some fresh faces. So they, you know, just happened to reach out, and I thought it was a fabulous idea. For me, I think being an extrovert in the pandemic, and I know a lot of people can resonate with this, I was like, I just need to see people. I also did have a baby in the middle of all of that. So that was an interesting experience. But I was really looking to come out of that and find something for me, find a way to connect with new individuals. So I, you know, it kind of seemed like a natural fit at the time.
You know, I obviously you haven't been there since it was launched, I think, back in 2007, 2008. But just from what you've known about the organization, how do you feel that it's evolved over the years? And what's your vision for the organization going forward?
So I was a member back in the day. I had gone to a couple of the events that they had hosted at Samuels. And I do remember as a member, you know, in my early 20s, it was definitely a very large crowd. I think over time, and certainly, you know, going through the pandemic affected that. In addition, I think there's been a lot more networking groups that have come to exist since the time that YPS started. I think when they started, it was one of the first organizations in the area to really bring that networking feel to the area. Since then, you know, there's lots of active chambers, There's lots of active nonprofits that are doing networking events. So, you know, we kind of are taking a different approach now to bringing it smaller scale, making sure we're really creating intentional connection. Not that they didn't back in the day, but it was certainly a much larger group at that time. Now I think we're trying to focus on activities that are meaningful and will help people, you know, make that intentional connection that's memorable, that kind of opens up some personal level at our events, as opposed to just going out having a drink. You know, we want to really make sure people come to our events and they find a reason to come back. You know, whether that's the zoo scavenger hunt we did with the Forest Park Zoo last year. We've done, you know, a couple of different. We just did at Conklin Office Furniture, a scavenger hunt type. I'm sorry, not scavenger hunt. It was the Amazing Race. They did the Amazing Race at Conklin. So we're really trying to get away from that bar scene to bring different organizations together, collaborate with other businesses, and really try to bring some of the uniqueness of Western Mass to light.
For those who don't know, and you've already mentioned a few events already, but like in terms of offerings, programs, other types of events, what else could people look forward to if they were involved in the organization?
Yeah, so YPS always has our signature level events, which are our third Thursdays every month. And again, we're looking for new, unique opportunities for those, not just let's all get together and hang out. But where can we feature some cool local businesses? In addition, we've recently partnered with the Springfield East Forest Park Library, which is an absolutely beautiful, beautiful community space to provide our leadership luncheons. And those happen on the first Tuesday every other month. I know the next one coming up is an entrepreneurship-based panel discussion with a lot of resources to see, you know, how our organization can help connect entrepreneurs to, you know, what they need in order to thrive and survive. In addition to that, we will have a couple of larger scale events. We're in the plannings for our adult field day, which is a fun kind of athletic based event that will happen in late summer, early fall. And we're trying to come up with a couple of new different things. We are working on our Friendsgiving event right now, which will be right the week right before Thanksgiving. Again, about bringing that community together, highlighting local businesses, finding different ways to partner with others.
You know, it seems like some of the events are and the offerings are really, you know, aimed at helping, you know, businesses grow and succeed. But there's an element of fun there too. Just on the connections alone, how important is it for young professionals in the region to have an opportunity to connect? What do they get out of it?
I wish I could go back to my 20-something self and have done it more seriously. I think, you know, the level of connection that I've earned in my last 2 years with YPS has really brought a sense of passion to, you know, what I see going on in the Western Mass area. I think if you're an individual that's new in your career, you're learning to grow, you're looking for a home to really, you know, spend the rest of your career or, you know, the next portion of your career, getting to know the businesses that are around, the different chambers that are around that can help connect you with those businesses, it's essential. And I wish that I had taken the time to do that a little more seriously when I was younger. But I certainly, you know, I'm so grateful for the opportunity to do that now. As we said earlier, I think Western Mass has so much to offer. Doesn't matter what industry you're looking to get into. It really, you know, our events are great because it pulls people from all different industries. It's really not just a bunch of salespeople hanging out looking for sales. It's people looking to truly make connections, see how they can help one another. And if it's, you know, if it doesn't personally benefit me, but I know, you know, oh, you know, this person is looking for a marketing career. Let's talk to this, you know, marketing chick media, right? Who is always, you know, a constant presence at our events. It's just, there's always somebody who knows somebody. So if you don't have that connection, the job market is terrible right now. It's really quite hard to navigate. But if you have that personal connection, it gives you the foot in the door. So I think it is quite an important way to ground yourself to our community if this is where you choose to grow.
How might somebody who wants to get involved in YPS do so? Is it just a matter of showing up at an event and going from there?
It can be as simple as that, for sure. All of our events are free for our members. But it is only $10 for non-members. So if you really just want to dip your toes in, see if it's for you, you're always welcome. We do have, again, our memberships available on our website, as simple as just a quick sign up. We do make them, you know, very affordable intentionally, knowing that our target audience is somebody that's just starting out. You know, it's not a very hefty membership fee because we know a lot of people in the early stages of their career don't have the means to do that. So, you know, whether you want to just come once or come repeatedly, we try to make that as easy as possible to do.
You know, when I think it was 2009, we started a recognition program at Business West called Difference Makers. And in that inaugural class, YPS was actually one of the five honorees that year. And even early in its, it was not long after its inception, I guess, we could recognize the impact it was having. Do you feel like, considering everything we've talked about, that it could still have that sort of impact?
Absolutely. I really do. I think, again, it's kind of evolved in how we collaborate with others. But I see, you know, we've seen so many people benefit from the connections they've made at our events. Again, myself personally, I feel it, you know, all the time in the connections that I've made. Again, being an honoree under 40, under 40, I don't think would be possible without, you know, that network that I've created. It really is, you know, a place we want to be here to support one another, to celebrate one another. I do see it growing for, you know, many, many years to come.
And speaking of 40 under 40, you're one of, I don't even know the number, it's dozens and dozens of YPS members who have achieved that recognition. And it's always fun to see more of them at the events every year. What does knowing these professionals, seeing what they're up to, seeing the achievements they've recorded already, tell you about the vitality of the region's young business community going forward?
I think in terms of succession planning for businesses, it really is important to tap into those young resources. And it is an investment, right? There's, you know, people are still growing, they're still changing. I think seeing the fact that YPS and 40 under 40 has folks from so many different walks of life is just so impressive. You know, it the vitality of our area, I think really does thrive there. It's the people that will carry it forward. So while we have such wonderful leaders that are at the top, we do have a lot of leaders that are getting ready to retire as well. So it's that who's going to step up to take the reins next. And I, you know, looking at the crowd of people that you've curated, it really, you know, there is a great pool of talent here, and a great pool to carry us into the next 10, 20 years, before that they're ready to kind of step away and give it to the next generation.
You know, considering some of the factors about doing business in Massachusetts that people often bring up as negatives, you know, the high costs, taxes, just housing issues. We've all heard them. Do you still feel like there's enough positives here that it is a great place to kind of set down roots and start a business?
Absolutely. I think the resources here are really tremendous, especially for folks looking to kind of venture off into their own business opportunities. There's so many different levels of support for entrepreneurs and support for large businesses. I think, you know, in my role in performance, I'm seeing that as well, because we are getting ready to do an expansion on our warehouse. And a lot of that was made possible by the support of the state and by the support of the city and grants and tax write-offs that we were able to utilize to bring this expansion to light and to create so many more jobs. So I think, you know, there are the resources there. And I think YPS is one of those examples of an organization that can help you connect into those resources. So you don't have to do this alone. There are certainly ways to find, you know, if you have the drive to make a business work, there are resources there for you. It's just about finding the right people to help you navigate those roads.
Does YPS have a website people can refer to if they want more information about anything or an event calendar?
We do. It is springfieldyps.com. Our event calendar, all of our upcoming events are listed on there. Again, our typical third Thursdays, our leadership lunch and Tuesdays, and we will be launching as well some coffee hours on the alternating Tuesdays of the months, so that we can kind of get some people together in the morning, a little bit of a different environment, a little bit of a different crowd, but again, provide some of that support to local businesses as we're doing it. So certainly all of that can be found on our website, as well as our membership opportunities, our sponsorship opportunities. So at whatever means you want to come into YPS, we welcome you with open arms.
I do encourage people to look into that. And if listeners, if you'd like to read Kara's 40 under 40 profile, you can find that at businesswest.com. That's all the time we have. I thank you so much for spending a few minutes with me today.
Absolutely. So happy to be here, Joe. Thank you.
And thanks to all of you for tuning into Business Talk, a podcast presented by Business West. I'm Joe Bednar, the editor of Business West, and we'll see you next time.